I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the first full-time female hitting coach for a major league affiliate shares her story. Surprise, it involves changing the name on her resume to something a bit more gender neutral. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
In a report in the San Francisco Chronicle this week, the company with the largest confirmed COVID-19-related layoffs in the Bay Area wasn't Uber or Airbnb. It was the Golden State Warriors. They laid off 1,720 people. Did you even know they employed that many?
That surprised me. But when you start thinking about everything that goes into presenting an NBA game these days, in game presentation alone, they probably have a credit strip as long as any movie. So it surprised me until it didn't, basically.
Well, these are Chase Center employees whose jobs relied on games and events. The team and players have pulled together $1.5 million in what they're calling a community relief fund for those employees. But if you do the math, that's less than $900 each. In San Francisco, that's what, half a month's rent?
That will get you at least your own place in one phone booth in San Francisco.
Good news, Charlie. The Green Bay Packers have $385 million in their reserve fund. I find it interesting that the only team owned by fans seems to be in a really strong position to get through the uncertainties of 2020.
Yes, socialism works, especially when you're the only one allowed to operate on that business plan. As we all know, the Packers were grandfathered in, and they're the only sports franchise, I believe, in America that's even allowed to do what they do, which is basically be publicly owned. So they're in very, very good shape. And do you know how far $385 million goes in Green Bay? You're a lot better off making that kind of money in Green Bay than in San Francisco.
In one of this week's most controversial revelations, Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson has revealed that he eats shrimp Alfredo before every game. Man, we're really getting desperate for things to talk about, aren't we?
I find this interesting and good for Lamar.
It works.
And if it worked for him, that's perfectly okay. But I really, you know, I probably could have died a happy guy not knowing this.
Well, speaking of desperation, Scott Van Pelt told CNN this week that he's starting to worry that he's going to run out of things to talk about on SportsCenter.
The analogy that I've landed on is that it's much like being a waiter in a restaurant where there are no chefs and there is no food.
It's a good comparison, except when you consider the fact that the waiter is no longer getting paid.
Yeah, I was going to say we probably ought to stay away from restaurant analogies for a while. But he's right. But luckily, the Bundesliga in Germany is coming back to his rescue.
Oh,
this weekend.
In a Twitch broadcast on Wednesday, Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Blake Snell made his feelings known about the idea of taking a pay cut for a shortened 2020 season.
No, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine. Okay? And that's just the way it is for me. Like, I'm sorry if you guys think differently, but the risk is way the hell higher and the amount of money I'm making is way lower. Why would I think about doing that?
What do you make of his logic?
I think his logic is impeccable. I think it's terrible public relations. If you're going to literally ask players to risk their health, I mean, in an obvious way, beyond what, you know, any professional athlete risks his health in one way or another. But in a situation like this, it is fair, given the history of labor relations in Major League Baseball, to ask if this is just a way for management to get cheap again.
Well, not surprisingly, sports pundits lost their minds over Snell's comments. But other MLB players, including the Phillies' Bryce Harper, have agreed. Harper said, "He ain't lying. He's speaking the truth, bro." I mean, I do get why these players would not want to risk their health, but I really don't understand why the argument is, "I won't risk my health unless I get all my money."
Well, I think what they're looking for is an equitable deal. If you're going to make me play in the middle of this without fans and however weird that's going to be, then you're going to pay me all the money you said you were going to pay me. I have no problem with that.
Charlie, I think we can agree that during CC Sabathia's incredibly successful 19-year pitching career, he didn't look like an athlete. I mean, his playing weight was pushing 300 pounds.
I mean, that was one of the charms of CC Sabathia. But if you see him now, he seems to have lost an entire Sabathia.
I know. It's incredible. And the muscles, do you think they were under there that whole time?
I do. I think there was a power lifter under there the whole time. And he wasn't telling us.
And finally, Charlie, I'd like to offer a tip of the Only a Game cap to 11-year-old Guy Curie, who has put his extra time to good use. What did young Mr. Curie do?
Well, he is a skateboarder, and he did something even the legendary Tony Hawk has never done. He landed a 1080, which is a lot of degrees. And he went home and he celebrated with mac and cheese.
You know, that is also my favorite detail of this story. I mean, he might have done something that no one else in history has ever done, but he's still 11.
Absolutely. And mac and cheese is, of course, the staple food for anybody under the age of 13.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.
For months now, there have been almost no professional sports. But here at Only a Game, we focus on the stories surrounding sports. And we're still finding plenty of new, amazing stories that we want to share. Make sure to catch them all by subscribing to the Only a Game podcast on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever else you've found a podcast. While you're there, leave us a review. And thanks.